This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Here's an odd economic indicator for you. RV sales. During the pandemic, demand ballooned. Then in 2023, motorhomes and towable trailers had their worst year in more than a decade. But there are signs the sales slump could be reversing. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
A lot of economists like to watch things like bond rates or household consumption trends. But Michael Hicks at Ball State University looks to the campground.
RVs do extraordinarily well in predicting business cycles because there's such a big, volatile consumption piece for most American consumers.
They often cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, so sales tend to drop at the slightest hint of bad economic news and pick up again when consumers are feeling better. But as with so many aspects of the economy, things got weird in the pandemic, says James Ashurst at the RV Industry Association.
I think a winding road is a great way to depict how the industry's been.
He says RV sales took off as Americans looked outdoors for social distance safe activities, then decelerated, down almost 50% from their peak in 2021.
Most of the product that we sell are financed.
So higher interest rates have also cut into demand. But with the Fed signaling rate cuts later this year, buyers who've been waiting might make their moves, says analyst David Whiston at Morningstar.
I'm not worried about permanent reset below pre-COVID levels, for example.
Manufacturers Winnebago and Thor both recently forecast a rosier end of the year, and overall RV shipments are already up 15% over last year. So the RV index is looking good. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.